When you arrive there, they give you a clock card. And the clock card was split in the morning, afternoon. The clock machines were usually either in a passageway or even outside the buildings. So you would walk up and there'd be a rack, and in the rack it would say Paul Merley. So you take out your card, put it into the machine, press the lever, clunk clunk, right? And that clock, which you'd see right in front of you, would have said what time you clocked on. Well, gradually as time went on, they became electronic, so that you would go to the same clock or similar clock and you put in your card and go jagoong, and that was you done, that was you in. And that's how it used to be. That all changed as time went on, because people used to fill out what we call timesheets. And of course, because of the contractual arrangements we had with the ministry and so on, and the company overheads, you used to fill in a sheet each week to say what you'd worked on and the hours you'd spent. And at the bottom of the page, it should add up to 37, unless you've done some overtime, when it might add up to a little bit more. Those sheets would go away and they'd be all analysed, and people would come back and say, I'm not quite sure why you booked on that contract, Paul, because you really didn't work on that, did you? Should you have put something else there? And so on. So those were the days. So that was different from clocking in. We used to fill in timesheets.